Hello again, and welcome to the program. We're here with a little strength for today. The hymn writer has said, day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, Psalm 112, verse 7 says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Verse 2 says, every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he gladly bears and cheers me, he whose name is Counselor and Power. Listen to this verse. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. All your days your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Verse 3, I like this. Help me then, help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take is from a father's hand, one by one the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Now notice he said, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. And then he said in verse 3, help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord. The word trust is in the Bible 134 times. Psalm 5:11, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Finally, the last verse of this song says, one by one the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Now we get the idea the promised land is heaven. It isn't. They crossed over the river into the promised land, and the first thing they did was fight the Battle of Jericho and a whole lot of other battles. The promised land is not going to heaven. The promised land is having the victory here on earth, and that's where Israel went into the promised land. So let's have the victory. How can we do that? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Here's the promise. He shall direct thy paths.